Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. rmhhomelottery.com.au.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy. What's on the front page? The back page? And page...
Check out page three indeed. The front page. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a cabinet minister named in an anonymous letter alleging the rape of a now deceased woman in the 80s absolutely rejects the allegation. We've got to
grab it. We can't have a situation where the mere making of an allegation is grounds for governments to stand people down.
Yes. Mm. That was yesterday, I believe, at a presser that ScoMo was doing.
Yep.
The letter sent to several members of Parliament, including Mr. Morrison, alleges the woman was assaulted in 1988 by a man who is now a minister in the federal government. There's a fair bit of conjecture over who this person is.
Yeah.
And it feels like that name is starting to leak to the surface.
Mm.
Mr. Morrison says he became aware of the allegation on Wednesday evening last week and spoke to both the minister and the Australian Federal Police Commissioner about it that night.
Yep.
Mr. Morrison dismissed calls for the minister to be stood aside while the allegation was investigated. And I'm not sure where the investigation is at. Mm. This is in stark contrast, and this is why we've played that earlier grab. This is in stark contrast from comments he made on May the 3rd in 2019, which have recently been reposted by News.com's political editor Samantha Maiden. This is what's so confusing about ScoMo as a leader and as a man. Have a listen to this grab.
He had one of the early questions on rape and women being raped and the lack of reporting. And one of the things that often happens with that is they're not believed and their stories are not believed. And it's important that their stories are believed and that they know that if they come forward, their stories will be believed.
That was a couple of years ago.
Yeah. That's the old Scott Morrison before he talks to Jenny about what he should think.
Oh, yes.
He's a strange, spineless man, Scott Morrison. He's an awful leader of men.
Not happy about that.
No.
No one's happy about that.
Who would be?
Exactly. It's all over the place, isn't it, with what he's saying?
Maybe Jenny will suggest it could have been one of his daughters and he'll work his way through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we push on. What's on the
back page? Stepping us through the sport, Will.
G'day, Troy. G'day, Marty.
What's happening, Will, in the world of sport?
Our thoughts go with to the family of Royce Hart and Royce himself, of course. He's been injured in a car accident down in Hobart.
Sounded like it was a belter.
The photos are quite horrific.
I haven't seen the photos.
Of the
car. Can you bring the photos up for me, Lauren, please?
It was a head-on crash in Hobart on Sunday. He's in okay condition. He underwent surgery to mend a broken arm, cracked ribs, face lacerations.
Ooh, geez.
So the 73-year-old is expected to make a slow but good recovery. So all is well for Royce Hart, hopefully. Quite a decorated career, four premierships in the 60s and 70s.
Unbelievable.
Richmond icon. Also on the back page, Essendon.
Hall of Famer?
I believe he is.
Legend status.
369 goals in 187 games.
187 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Weren't as many in a season back then.
No, he really crammed in some. Oh, there's one of the photos. Oh, yeah.
Also on the back page, Essendon has lodged a formal request to move their round one clash to another venue.
Why? What? Where are they playing it?
They're scheduled to play it at Marvel.
This well, who could blame Hawthorne. Them? Just mucking around, having a bit of fun.
You're not a fan of Marvel?
Well, North play all their games at Marvel. Yeah. So it's a bit, Marvel's a bit, it's. I've always thought it's like going to IMAX.
Yeah.
Marvel feels like going to IMAX movies.
Especially when it's half full, it's a bit cold.
And the roof's closed.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to watch footy outside.
Yeah.
Lacks a bit of atmosphere, I find. So they want to move from Marvel to the...
The Medallion Club's always fun, though.
It is good. Those leather seats.
Drinking full-strength beer at the footy is still fun.
So Essendon want to move from Marvel to the MCG. This is Saturday night of March 25th. And there's going to be a 50% cap on crowds for the opening round, at the very least.
Okay.
So obviously it just makes a difference of 29,000 to 50,000.
Sorry, who are they playing?
Hawthorn.
Yeah, well, they'll get those numbers easy.
Melbourne and Fremantle are already set to play at the MCG that day that they've requested to play there.
Right.
The MCC, I should say, would be open to hosting both games, but needs to be approved by the AFL.
Well, what's the issue? Is it unheard of to have two games at the G on one day?
During COVID, they did it, but that was when there were no crowds. It's a matter of getting fans in and out and sanitising.
You've got to turn the audience over, as they say in the trade.
That's it.
Yeah, that's going to be a pain in the ass for them, isn't it?
But fingers crossed, because every club needs a bit of a financial boost, particularly this season. So hopefully that gets over the line for the Bombers.
Well, and the Hawks have still got the pokies, so they'll be right. Family club.
Good on you, Will. Good back page.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For your chance to win a fully furnished Brighton East home and $250,000 in gold, get your ticket in the Royal Melbourne Hospital Home Lottery. RMHHomeLottery.com.au.